This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. At Wells Cathedral in Somerset, England, for more than 600 years, the medieval clock has been wound by hand. Well, man is finally given way to machine. As of this week, the Wells clock will be powered by an electric motor. For the last 90 years, five generations of the Fisher family have wound the clock. Paul Fisher has been doing it since 1970, and he joined me from his home in Wookie Hole, just outside Wells, to explain what winding the clock involves.
Basically, I go to the clock three times a week, and I get a thing that looks like a starting handle from a motor car. And you just turn the handle round and round and round for 150 times, maybe 250 times if you've missed a day, until the weights that drop down to the ground level are up level with you again.
So you're pulling these weights on pulleys up to the top, and then they'll descend over time and then have to be rewound.
Yeah.
So how long would that take you?
Well, from the time I leave the shop to the time I get back again, it's about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
The way I dawdle and talk to people.
And you would have to climb way up into the clock tower to do this?
Yeah, it's about 55 steps. And you go down little corridors and look out over the nave as you do this. So it's a windy journey.
Well, why stop winding by hand?
Do you go to the gym three times a week?
Oh, I wish I did.
And if I made you go to the gym three times a week, what would you say to that?
Yeah, I might not be too happy.
It was nice to do when I was 25, but now I'm 65 or 63, actually. I'm quite happy to stop doing that.
Well, Mr. Fisher, do you think something vital is lost now that people will not be winding the clock in Wells Cathedral? It'll be a machine?
I know. Everybody says this, but I feel it's certainly the same as it ever was. And I shall still be there keeping an eye on it.
Mr. Fisher?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that you're going to have so much muscle memory from these years, these decades of winding that clock, that at a certain time of day, you're going to instinctively turn to the cathedral and think you should start climbing those stairs to wind that clock.
Today's the first day that I've not done it. And I've got to be honest, I didn't miss it. The dog's had an extra walk. He's happy. So I think I shall survive. Don't worry.
Well, enjoy your free time.
Yeah.
Paul Fisher, whose family has wound the 14th century clock at the Wells Cathedral in Somerset, England for 90 years. This week, it's being switched to an electric motor.